You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk, from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario. Hamilton's alternative.
You were saying that in America they're so serious about the protest movement.
Yes, they are.
But they were so flippant that they were singing a happy-go-lucky song, which happens to be one I wrote. And I'm glad they sang it. And when I get there, I'll sing it with them. When I get in. And that was a message from me to America or to anywhere, that I used my songwriting ability to write a song that we could all sing together. And I'm proud that they sang it at the moratorium. I wouldn't have cared if they'd sang We Shall Overcome, but it just so happens they sang that, and I'm proud of it. And I'll be glad to go there and sing with them.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Thank you so much there, Dave and the boys from Van Halen. And that guitar sound from Eddie Van Halen. Amazeballs. Hey, it's your buddy Gunner here, and you're listening to Steel City Music, heard every Friday from 1 p.m. till 7 p.m. on The Hawk. Check out my website at steelcitymusic.ca for past episodes and other music news and all the other fun stuff. Kicking off this set of music, getting to some past requests. Sometimes I get them and I can't squeeze them in this show, but I'm just going to get them all in here. So in this set of music, we are going to hear the Marble Index, some Same Schools track. One of my favorites, man. Such a great band and such a great song. The Nines with Virginia as well. Also, The Who by request from Rodney. You Better, You Bet, which is one of my favorite songs from The Who, by the way, because I used to like to walk through grocery stores and she used to sing out loud, you know, I actually used to do this. This is how stupid I am. What's better with feta? Everything's better with feta. You better, you better, you bet. It's because I'm an idiot. I can't help myself. I'm an idiot. Jet Fighter from 3 o'clock as well in this set. Robert Palmer with Johnny and Mary. One of the great songs that I've always loved from my past. And such a sad story behind that, because Robert Palmer once said, it was like a hit for him earlier on in his career, but his father found it a very, very sad song. He didn't like some of the content behind it. Maybe he thought he was singing about his dad and his mom. Who knows? You never know. But starting off this set of music, a little bit of Peter Schilling for you, Major Tom. You're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music.
counts the walls. Nosey tires easily. Johnny thinks the world would be right if he could buy the truth from him. Mary says he changes his mind more than a woman. But she made a bet. Even when the chance was slim. Still acts like he's being discovered, scared that he'll be caught without a second thought. Running around, trying to talk sense to her. Mary says he's lacking a real sense of proportion. So she comes ahead. Knows he tires easily. John is always running around trying to find certainty. He needs all the world to confirm that he ain't lonely. The walls, so she should be used to it.
I'm disappointed. I was told he might appear wearing the Little Richard jacket.
Yes.
Your great hero, which now you've acquired.
I've now acquired that through my wife. It was one of our wedding anniversaries a few months ago. And my idol when I was a kid was Little Richard. And she knew that, so she found one of his old original stage jackets, 1956, and she got it for me for an anniversary present. And the thing, Little Richard, the guy is huge. This guy, I can use it as a tent in the garden, obviously wear it on stage. I mean, he must have had, like, really little legs.
And a big body.
You know, and a big body, because the sleeves are down there on me. Saw him first in 1963, I think it was, and I think it might have been at the Brixton Odeon. I don't know, somebody remember the tour. Everybody remembers everything these days. And the Rolling Stones were opening up for him. It's the first time they ever saw him. And they weren't really very well known. There's about six kids rushed to the front, you know. That was their fan base at the time. Everybody was there for Little Richard. And I think Bo Diddley was on the show and all that. And it was priceless. I'd never seen anything so rebellious in my life. Some guy yells out, "Get your hair cut!" And Mick says, and I'll never forget these words, "What, I look like you?" I thought, oh my God, this is the future of music. And sure enough.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Yeah.
in 75. Packed my bags, never making a plan. Left my wife and my kids in land. So the story goes. I traveled a million miles, ran away from the mess that I caused. Forget the family that I had lost. So the story goes. Oh, sweet Virginia, I can almost see. Virginia, I was wrong. Virginia, bring me home.
Same Schools from Marble Index. Man, such a good tune. I really wish they would do another reunion show. Well, I kind of wish anyone would do a show right about now. Yeah, we're still under lockdown. Hey, it's Gunner. You're listening to Steel City Music here on The Hawk. I just got announced. This is a pre-recorded show, of course, and when you hear this, you're going to go, yeah, that happened the other day. Oh, yeah. The Ontario government just announced another extended 2 weeks on the stay-at-home order to get the numbers down. This is their third try at it. Yeah. Okay, so just on a personal note, go get vaccinated if you can. When your turn, if you have the opportunity to get vaccinated, please go get vaccinated. I don't want to see you get sick. No one wants you to get sick anymore. I don't want to see any more sick people. I don't even know how the nurses and the doctors and all these people can deal with this on a daily basis. It's just disgust me. But please go get vaccinated. I did when I had the opportunity about a week ago. And I'm happy I did it. I don't want to make anyone sick. Really, I don't. I want people who own small businesses to make money. I want people to be able to go outside. And if you're a golfer, I don't golf, but I really want you to golf. I just want people to like live healthy, live their lives and move forward and have the best possible life that they can. So please go get vaccinated and wear your mask, wash your hands. And, you know, like let's move forward, folks. Let's try to help out the government as much as we can because, well, you know, they can't really help themselves sometimes. I'm punchy. I am. I'm a little punchy. Okay. So, full disclosure, of course, this is a pre-recorded show that we are doing here. We are still not in the studios up at the Hawk and Mohawk College. So hopefully come in the next couple of months when things open up and Mohawk College can make sure that everyone's healthy or stays healthy, we can get back up in the studios because I know a lot of us want to get back up into the radio station and do our show live. I really miss seeing all the people up at the media program at Mohawk College and the students and doing my show and having people come up and play. And it'd be nice just to do a live radio show again. But first things first, we got to do all this other stuff to get back to some sort of normalcy or the new normal for us at some point. In this next set of music, like I said, when we started off the first set, I was just getting back to doing some requests, that sort of stuff. So I got a request for some Teenage Head, which I will get to. Also, some Berettas, Lowest of the Low, The Odds. I'm also threw in an In Excess track, Don't Change, and Elephants and Cars, Elephants and Stars, sorry, their new track, Cars Running. I dig that band. So some In Excess, Elephants and Stars, The Odds, It Falls Apart by request. Beautiful song, by the way. Lowest of Low, Eternal Fatalist, we'll throw in. Teenage Head, Ain't Got No Sense. Ramona, I guess this was the aftermath of the Junior Achiever shutdown with the Dave Fritz, Jeremy Knowles, and Stephen Scott. Pluto Was a Planet, we're going to throw that track in. And the Berettas, I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor, covering the Arctic Monkeys. They did a great job. I'm really happy the Berettas are back on the scene, putting out music again. It's nice. I like seeing bands that I always thought were really cool getting back into it, you know? But starting things off, new stuff. Well, fairly new, about a month and a half old. But we've spun them before on the show. Rules. The band's called Rules out of Burlington. The Bomber Circus Comes to Truth City is the EP or LP. I gotta double check that. But it's a great track. Check them out if you can. Starting off this set of music, Party and Bullshit. You're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music.
Yeah! that your shoulders are frozen. Oh, but you're an explosion. Your name isn't real, but I don't care for sounding. I need the views, my results, and I bang, bubble, bang, go. I bet that you look good on the dance floor. Don't know if you're looking for romance or don't know what you're looking for. Said I bet that you look good on the dance floor. Dancing to electro pop like a robot from 1984. There ain't no love, no Montagues or Capulets. Just banging shoes in DJ sets in a dirty dance floor. And dreams of naughtiness. Well,
stayed away from that other girl. Now I look at you, and you look at me. Our life's a fix for the eternal fatalist. You've gone and lost your job again. Can I borrow 10 till Tuesday, friend? You say a lack of dividend has always been spelled out in the stars. Now I look at you, and you look at me. My wallet's a financial risk for the eternal fatalist. Our life's a fix for the eternal fatalist. You say it's all lined up like shot glasses on the bar of life. You shake your way through it. You never once got stamped. So pick yourself up, baby. Of course, every action is an elective. I wonder what my horoscope has to say today. You say your moon's in the seventh house, but your butt's been 3 days on my couch. You've eaten me out of home and house. You nearly drank up all of my beer. Yeah, I'm out of here. Well, I look at you, and you look at me. Our life's a fix for the eternal fatalist. For the eternal fatalist. Oh, life's a fix for the eternal fatalist. And you look at me. Yeah, life's a fix for the eternal fatalist. And you look at me. I'm the one to live for the eternal fatalist. And you look at me. Yeah, I'm the one to live for the eternal fatalist. And you look at me.
Serene. That is until Bert Raccoon wakes up. Luckily, he has some good friends to help him out. Life would be simple in the forest, except for Cyril Sneer. And his life would be simple, except for the raccoons.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
You knew the
You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk.
So I spent like $75 on cat toys, and what does she play with? A shoelace.
That's crazy.
Joe, that's been your answer every time I tell a story. It's like you're not even listening.
Well, that's because you interrupted me when I was telling you about Kevin trying to hang himself with an extension cord.
I know, that's crazy.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Oh, they're at it again. Oh, yes, they're at it again. And you know every word's a gem. They're the parking lot prophets. They're the supermarket seers. They're the ones who can never be wrong. Well, you can keep your book learning